We are going to talk about, and I'm actually excited about this because it's something that I think is worth discussing. I think it's something I've thought about, and also it kind of gives a good wrap up because we're not getting a lot of Disney shows. We might, I don't even know when we're going to get some Disney shows. But what we're going to talk about today is Disney Marvel shows that probably should have been a movie. That should have been a movie. No probably to it. I've got some ideas. Some of these definitely should have stayed, should be a series, but there's other ones that definitely should definitely have been a movie. How you been? What's going on? What's new?
My voice sounds a little weird today because I'm sick, but we'll power through this for the fans.
We got to do it for the people.
That's right, for the people.
Yeah, because like, you know, people need things. Like, I listen to podcasts when I go to the gym.
Yeah.
And like, you know, after a while, you run out of podcasts real fast. Like, you run out of podcasts real fast when you go to the gym like 5 days
a week. You do.
You're like, I don't know. I have nothing else to listen to.
Right.
And I don't want to listen to that guy next to me grunting. You know, I don't want to do that. That's the worst sound in the world. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I got to go to the gym today. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't want to go. Yeah. Anyway.
What is it, leg day?
No, I just do like treadmills or ellipticals.
Cardio.
Or I go for a long walk. Yeah, so today I'm probably going to do the treadmill, maybe. I got some new shoes coming. So
yeah, what shoes?
Just some Nike cross training kind of things.
Sweet.
You know, the last time I got new shoes was during COVID. Which was three years ago. Yeah, a long time ago. Okay, let's get started. Let's get started. Let's start the very first one, the one that started all, that came out during COVID and everybody watched because there was nothing else to watch. WandaVision.
Right. Yeah.
All right, Mike. How many episodes was WandaVision? 6, 7?
Something like that.
Yeah. I am going to say that WandaVision should not have been a movie. It was
It couldn't be a movie.
It could not have been a movie. I agree. Why not?
Because the whole show is situated around television.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first several episodes are homages to previous television shows. Now, like the second half of it, you know, it strays away from that a little bit.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe the second half would have been even better if outside of the hex, there was some kind of effect. Like if you get close to the hex, you kind of talk in the style of whatever show is going on inside of the hex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
just to give the outside a little bit more flavor of what's going on inside.
100%. And the problem with the main criticism of WandaVision that I think a lot of people, rightly so, were upset about was that at some point this mystery is going to have to be solved. And I think that annoyed people because they couldn't keep playing this game about TV shows and all this other stuff. At some point, we had to figure out why Wanda was doing this or who was doing this and what was the thing. We had to figure that out. And that, and like at the very last episode, when there was a big Marvel fight scene, people were upset. They didn't want that. They didn't think that was going to be the show. And I respect that. Yeah. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to land a plane like this very well. I mean, you know, liftoff was great. Everybody enjoyed the flight, but then you got to try to end it. Like, what would have been a satisfying ending? Like, everybody stays in that little bubble as a TV show. It just wouldn't have worked. Right. But there's no way you could have done this in a 2-hour movie. And so, to be clear,
not at all.
A movie is about 2 hours to 2.5 hours, 3 at the max. So, and like, there's too much going on to do a 2-hour movie. I mean, if they could have done it, but they would have had to edit out so much. And again, your point about each episode was a TV show kind of theme, it will ruin that. So yeah,
right.
definitely need to be a
TV show. Yeah. Yep.
All right, The Falcon and Winter Soldier, it definitely should have been a movie. Without a doubt.
Do you think so?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
In retrospect,
yes.
Now it should have been a movie because it's been so long between that show and the next Captain America movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if the new Captain America movie had come out 8 to 12 months after the show ended, having it as a TV show would have been a perfect introduction to the new Captain America.
Well,
that's going to be like, 4 or 5 years between the end of the show and the new Captain America movie?
Yeah, it's been a while. And my beef isn't with, it's not that it's not the length between the different movies and shows that makes me wish this was a movie. It was the actual way it turned out. We could have edited so much out. We could edit and tighten it up. It has a clear narrative arc, right? Anthony Mackie's Sam Wilson character doesn't want to have the mantle of Captain America. He doesn't think he deserves it. He doesn't know what to do with it. As a black man in America, you got Bucky, and then you have the arc of having to deal with the U.S. agent and all this other stuff. And it made sense. And it was good. And plus, it would have solved some problems because they didn't want to talk about the virus during the pandemic. So, a big portion of the show was about virus that they edited out because they didn't think people wanted to hear about virus during the pandemic. Which
I wonder if there's enough of that footage to where they could go back and re-edit this show as a movie with that original story intact.
Probably they edited out quite a bit of it. Yeah, and so like. Because if you think about it, the main threat was who? What exactly? There was never really a main threat. There was just people who were augmented, who had special abilities because of the shot, because of super soldier serum. But we never knew what they wanted to do. And so it was always vague. But it makes sense that these people are using this super abilities to kind of get a virus to expose people and kill a lot of people. That makes a lot more sense. So again, definitely should have been a movie. I can already look at the episodes and think about, because like, how many episodes was it? 5, 6?
Yeah, it was like 6, I think.
Yeah, a couple of those were just like filler. We could have cut out a whole bunch and smashed it into a 2-hour movie. 2.5 hours max, no problem. It would have actually been a pretty good movie. It actually would have been a better movie than a show.
One thing that I'm realizing as I look at these, I think if they want to do TV shows, they need to really commit and not do these 6-episode series.
What do you mean?
They need to be more like Daredevil, where it's like you have like a proper season where it's like 16 episodes, you know, 12 episodes, something like that.
I agree. There might be and this is a deal. Part of it feels like with a lot of these,
the shorter the series, the more it feels like it should have just been a movie.
Well, the thing is, it's like it feels like the project of making this is a couple of these that this isn't true. But with Falcon and Winter Soldier especially, it feels like let's film it all and then figure out what to do with it after. You know, like let's film it and then decide.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. No, it's not.
And then at some point, some guy's like, hey, let's make this a TV show. It's fine. And again, like Falcon and Winter Soldier, it came out episodically. So once a week it came out. So it got people to check in on Disney Plus. It got people to kind of engage with it, which is probably something they wanted to do. From a business standpoint, having this episodic episode thing is probably better for them. But they also have the budget, so they have the same budget as a movie, but they have to make a show. And it's clear when you look at some of these that is what happened. Not all of them, but some of them that fell into that trap. Right, Loki. What do you think?
It's their best take, I think, at episode of content so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be a show.
Without a doubt, Loki season 1 had to be a show. It would have been terrible as anything else. Man, that was so good. It was a pleasure to watch. It was a pleasure to do shows on that. Everything about Loki season 1 and season 2, we'll get to that. But Loki season 1 was perfect as a show. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, season 1 especially. Like, I think it was even better than season 2. Handled the format better, you know, the episodic format better. But just overall, both seasons, really good stuff.
You know, yeah,
and the arc from the beginning of Loki season mm-hmm. one to the end of Loki season two is something that I don't think they're ever going to top.
And if you look at each episode of Loki season one, I can't think of an episode to cut. I don't see any way to cut anything or make it smaller or shorter.
Right.
It just needs to be that way. Every episode was packed full of stuff we needed to see. It was it's very well done, very well thought out, 100%. And I think that when they were making it, they were thinking this is a show. This is how it's going to work. There are clear cliffhangers and stuff like that. Versus Falcon and the Winter Soldier, even those cliffhangers weren't that great, you know? So, again, 100%. Like, I want to go back to the Falcon and the Winter Soldier real quick, Mike. Do you remember when they went to Mauripor? And
yeah,
like that whole thing with Mauripor, we could have, and like the whole thing with the Baron Zemo, we could have easily cut a lot of that out.
Yeah,
gosh, I don't want to go back to that again.
What's her name? Didn't really even need to be in the movie.
No, absolutely. And like,
this is the show.
Yeah, Sharon Carter. Who plays her? What's her name?
I don't know.
I was just thinking about how bad she was. Not just in that show, but in the Marvel Cinematic Universe as a whole. She's not good. She's not a good actress. She's not a good actress for that. Like, if you look at, I was thinking about the lack of sexual chemistry between her and Captain America in The Winter Soldier and in Civil War. There was nothing there at all. This is funny. Not to say she's a bad actress, but she's a bad actress for what MCU's doing. Okay.
She was in Civil War?
Yes, dude. She was in the Civil War. They made out in the car. They did a little kiss face.
Okay.
What if?
I was thinking about this. This actually could be.
No, don't say it.
It could have been a movie.
No!
I'm not saying it should have been. I'm saying it could have been.
No!
Like you could do a what if where you have four different what if questions in a movie. Mm-mm. They're all like 25 minutes long.
No.
Your movie's 100 minutes.
No.
But it should have been a show. It should be a better show.
There's no way I would well watch a 2-hour what if at one time. Like, I'm not going to go through that torture. The fact that it's like half an hour allows me to watch it and then be done with it and go
away. They would have to really have good what ifs if they were going to make it a movie.
Yeah, and like they don't have them.
I mean, there's plenty of them. They just don't want to make any of them. Apparently,
yeah. I would love to see a live action what if movie I wouldn't want to see a live action what if movie. It would confuse fans. But a live action what if show would be very interesting. Episodic, 20 episodes.
There could be a live action what if with Black Widow.
Yeah, no, with anybody. Like, every episode is a what. Like, yeah, I think live action would have been a lot more fun than the animated versions. But the animated versions, you don't have to deal with the budget. So, again. But yeah, so what are you saying? You're saying it should have been a show or had to be a show?
It should have been a show, but it could have been. Could have been a movie.
I don't think so.
But it should have been a show, yeah.
I don't know if it could have been a movie.
Because immediately when I started thinking about this, I was like, no, it had to be a show. But I was like, no, you could do like a 4 what if movie, nice and tight, short run time, you know, 100 minutes. That could be a good thing.
Maybe.
It should have been a show. Should have been a show.
Hawkeye, I'm curious what you think about this one. Go ahead.
It's a good show. It's a great miniseries, actually. This kind of violates my principle of the shorter the series is, the more likely it should have just been a movie. I think Hawkeye works really well as a miniseries.
It could have been a movie. It works as a show, but it could also work as a movie. So we kind of have a tie here. And that being said, if it could have been a show, it was a show, just leave it as a show. It's just a surprise show. I think that the shows could have been a little better. Maybe one less episode could have worked.
But I was thinking, like, there's no real, like, tightening up that it needs that, like, you could fit it into, like, 90 minutes or 2 hours.
And, like, every episode you find out something new about Barton. I think Jeremy Renner does a good job with it. I think some of the Ronin stuff they put into it, it was kind of like, eh. But if you look at Hawkeye as a nice little wrap up of the Avengers post Thanos snap,
right?
I think it works pretty good,
and particularly like as a mini series where you're passing the baton,
yeah,
from one Hawkeye to the next,
mm-hmm. and a way to say goodbye to the Black Widow in a proper way. Because the whole series is kind of about him saying goodbye to Black Widow, to Natasha. Right. This is an aside. I can't believe that Florence Pugh was in this show. And I absolutely cannot believe that Florence Pugh is going to do any more Marvel stuff. That's not going to happen. She's not going
to
do that.
Well, her next thing is supposed to be Thunderbolts. And you and I are both kind of iffy on whether that's actually going to get made.
No way. Florence Pugh is just like, she's like, she can do whatever she wants.
And I would like to see her in a Black Widow Part 2. What I would like to see her in.
But if you're Florence Pugh and you're Florence Pugh's agents and stuff like that, she's in the new Dune. But have you noticed
That's what I'm saying. She deserves her own movie. She should have her own movie in the Marvel cinematic universe.
But okay, so you know
she shouldn't be a one of 12 characters in the Thunderbolts.
But she's in the new Dune, and I haven't seen her in any promo trailers or anything. Have you? Nothing.
For Thunderbolts?
No, for Dune.
Oh, I haven't paid attention to that at all.
If I was Florence Pugh and I was her agent manager, I would be thinking about how can we get you an Oscar? How can we get you an Oscar role?
Black Widow Part 2.
No, she did such a good job in Oppenheimer that I think they're like, you can do better than Marvel. And like,
right.
And
right.
Plus it dilutes her brand, her doing like superhero shows and stuff. It dilutes it.
It's that money though.
Yeah, but she's rich already. She makes plenty of money. She's always going to have a movie. She's always going to have a movie.
Right.
You know, she's always going to be able to get in a movie. So what are you going to give me, Marvel?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, and Thunderbolts is definitely underplaying what she could do.
Mm.
Like, she should walk off of that movie.
I'll say this right now. If they don't get Florence Pugh for Thunderbolts, they won't make Thunderbolts. Because that's a draw. Because that'd be a draw. Like, people will see it because of her. If she's not in, they're not going to do it.
Right.
All right. Moon Knight.
I'm curious to see what you think.
Movie, without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a lot of filler. Even though, I mean, there was just some episodes I just did not care about. You know, like, I got like, what am I watching here? What do I care? A movie would have been better, more condensed, sharper, smarter. It would have just been better. It would have been kind of a long movie. I think it probably would have run 2 hours, 10 minutes, but it would have been fine.
And I think the movie wouldn't have felt the need to do the ridiculous fight scene where your characters grow to like 100 times their size at the end. Like, it could have done something different and less stupid.
You talking about the two avatars fighting in Egypt?
Yeah, it was dumb.
I agree it was dumb. I'll agree with that. Yeah,
100%. I think the movie would have been more confident at not doing that.
It had so many cool things about it, like being the avatars, Egyptian like gods and stuff like that. The Egyptian afterlife, the whole boat scene, the boat going down. I don't know the technical terms. My apologies. But when Mark Spector was dead, he had these multiple personalities with him. I thought that was fun and smart. And they could have definitely made this a two hours, 10 minutes movie. 100%. Now here's the question: Would people have watched it? Like, I don't know. I don't know if people even know who Moon Knight is.
I think if they had made Moon Knight a movie, we would there'd be a better chance of Moon Knight being an ongoing concern than this series has left us with.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to see any more Moon Knight in Marvel. Oscar Isaac's not going to do that anymore. But yeah, Ms. Marvel, what do you think?
I actually think this would have been better as a movie.
No, that's so silly. Come on, Mike. Come on.
You don't think that Ms. Marvel kind of deserves her own movie? Like, as an, you know, why relegate her? I mean, maybe they didn't know what they had when they had it, but just as good as Amon Vellani is, as cool as that character is, I think this just should have been, they should have just taken this and said, okay, let's do a movie.
Does she deserve a movie? Absolutely. But I think Ms. Marvel, the story they wanted to tell and the onboarding process deserves to be on Disney Plus as a draw to Disney Plus. And then once people watch that, they can get a movie with her. I mean, they kind of cut the baby in half with the Marvels, but they should have just made a Ms. Marvel movie, kind of use her as a star. I think it would have did a lot better. It actually would have did a lot better if it was just a Ms. Marvel
movie. I mean, that's kind of like saying the first Thor movie should have been a TV series.
I agree with that. Yeah, that sounds good. The first Thor sucked. The second Thor sucked. As a matter of fact, all the Thor movies should have been TV shows.
Captain America should have been a TV series.
That would have been amazing. Yes, please.
What character would you have not wanted their first movie to be a TV series?
The Avengers should have been a movie. Iron Man should have been a movie.
Okay, so Iron Man would not have been good as a TV series.
Nah. It's not enough meat on that bone. It's not enough meat on that bone, right? And there's lots of meat on Ms. Marvel's bone, and it needs to be explored.
Captain America actually could have been a really cool TV series.
It would have been an amazing series. Are you kidding me?
With like several episodes where it's just him and the Highland Commandos going on missions.
That would have been awesome. I would be like, oh. Okay. They could, you know what? Hey, I'm going to say this right now, Mike. You love Chris Evans. I don't want him to come back as Captain Marvel. But I would love for him, meaning Captain America, I'm sorry. But I would love for him to come to Captain America to do a Disney Plus series about old school Captain America stories. I would watch that in a heartbeat. Everybody would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make it happen, Marvel. Pay Chris Evans whatever you need. Make him come back and be Captain America.
Get those sequels that Bob Iger wants. Let's do it.
10 episodes. Knock it out. Captain America, the legend, or something like that. The legend of Captain America. You know,
that works.
World War II stuff. Oh, that would be great.
That would be great.
We don't get paid for this. Anyway, Ms. Marvel should. I think Ms. Marvel should be a show. You think it should be a movie? We disagree. Let's move on. She-Hulk. This is a hard one. She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. This is a hard one. What do you
think? I think it should have been a movie.
Make your case.
Similar to Ms. Marvel, I think you're introducing a character. I don't like that they have started using the TV shows to introduce characters. I think they should keep doing that in the movies too. But also, a TV show where your main character is CG, the money doesn't work there. You know, it's too expensive to do a TV show like that. So it should have been a movie.
I agree, but it cannot the show that we
the story that we got would have to change.
The story we got would not exist. They have to do a whole different thing. It wouldn't have worked. Right. Wouldn't have worked as a movie. So you're talking about a whole different thing. The She-Hulk series.
I'm talking about a whole different thing with She-Hulk. I mean, it could be inspired by the same story, but the overall plotting would have to be.
But the question we're asking is, does this series, could they have made this series a movie? And I think the answer is no, they couldn't have made this series a movie. But you're saying they should have made a She-Hulk movie, but not based off this.
The overall arc could have been similar.
Maybe.
But the story would have to change a lot.
I think a She-Hulk movie would have worked. I think they could have promoted a She-Hulk movie very well. I think they could have did a completely different story. But I think people understand who the Hulk is, and when they say She-Hulk and then see all the promos and stuff, I think
maybe this is also stuck in the we can't have a standalone Hulk movie. Is She-Hulk also caught up in that? Who knows?
Well, yeah, that might be true because that might be true. They probably legally can't because She-Hulk's kind of wrapped up in the Hulk. So I don't know.
Because I think Kevin Feige recently said to people that a standalone Hulk movie ain't going to happen. So.
No, they don't know they can't make a movie because of the rights. So that's the bad thing. So I think we're on the fence with this. She-Hulk's an interesting thing. I think She-Hulk could have been a movie, but it can't be a movie, but it should have been a movie, but not this series. All right. This is a really interesting one, Mike. I know we both hated Secret Invasion.
That's awful.
But here's the deal. This should have been a movie. And it would have been.
Well, the director said he was shooting it like it was a movie.
Yeah, and it would have been a much better movie than a show.
Don't do that if you're making a show.
Mm-hmm. We have to that stupid fight scene at the end. We have to figure out. This is so bad. I can't believe we're talking about this again.
I don't even remember. I'm getting PTSD.
Fight scene where we realize that what are they called? Yeah, what are they called? What are the aliens called? I totally forgot. Skrulls. Okay, Skrulls. When the Skrull girl was acting like she was Nick Fury, but she wasn't, and then she got all this power, and now she's the most powerful being in all of the universe. It's just like the sheer fact that she would have the same abilities as all these other people, including like
Captain Marvel,
is just so stupid. It's just a stupid idea.
Right. It's horrible.
So that would have to be cut. Completely redone. But the rest of it could easily... I think the first few episodes proved the concept of a movie pretty well. It would have been a good movie. It would have been a really good movie.
Could have been.
It could have been. It should have been. It should have been a movie. 100%. This is...
Yeah, it definitely should have been a movie. I mean, couldn't be any worse, right? Could not be any worse.
Secret Invasion is one of the few ones on here that definitely should have been a movie without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like, without a doubt. And it could have been a movie just for Disney Plus. A Disney Plus...
Yeah,
special. Sure. It didn't have to go to the theaters. It could just be.
Of course, right.
Loki season 2. I'm assuming it should be a TV show too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. What if season 2?
I think the same goes for this as season 1. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a TV show.
Yeah, and last but not least, Echo. I'm curious what you thought about Echo.
I don't know if making this a movie makes it any better.
Mm.
What do you think?
There's a lot of fat that needs to be cut in this series.
Yeah, that's true.
So it could. It's only 5 episodes. I think it definitely could have been.
Right. Well, it was originally 6, apparently, or supposed to be 6.
Unless they have something that they want to go over. Yeah, I think it could. It could have been a movie. It wouldn't have been a good movie, though. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's my statement on this.
Maybe it's like what you just said about Secret Invasion. It's a movie that's just for Disney Plus.
Well, here's my thinking. Either extend this series to give us more insights and more story about the gang war and Kingpin and stuff like that. So extend it,
right?
Or make it a movie. Either one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Where it is now is not a complete piece of work. Oddly,
what we've got though, like what do we put down on our list? We put, is this should have been a movie or a show?
I think it should have been a movie.
Movie, yeah, I agree with that.
But if it was, let's think about it, if it was a little bit longer and we got more Daredevil, you know, which is kind of what I want. Just more Daredevil, you know. Why didn't we get like? Is this kind of a shame? Like, Echo was only in New York for a little while, and then we spent most of the time in Oklahoma. I understand what they were trying to do, but she's supposed to be a street-level crime person. We should have gotten more of that.
It maybe would have been cooler if we knew more about what that thing was that she blew up. Like, we didn't know anything about it.
They were weapons. It's a weapons hall.
All right, I don't know. Maybe show it before they blow it up. You know, like, here's the thing that's going to get blown up in the next episode.
I watched the episode, like unlike you, so it was clear that there was weapons in the crates.
I mean, but you find out after it's blown up, right?
No. She jumps in the train, she opens the crates, there's guns everywhere, and then she puts a bomb in it.
No. Like the building that she blows up.
But it's full of guns, I'm assuming.
All right. Okay.
Crime, criminals. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think Echo could have been a mediocre movie, but it should have been a longer, more interesting show. Okay. Last thoughts on this. And I really do feel like we're at this weird place where the Disney Plus experiment TV with shows is kind of like done. I don't know what they're going to do moving forward, but I don't know if they
have. What do you mean it's done?
I don't know if they're going to make any more of these.
Well, we're getting Agatha.
Yeah, that's true. But I used to think that Disney was going to come out with three of these a year, right? Or at least two a year. But now we're probably just getting one a year, right? And so the idea that this was going to be the brick and the mortar to build the MCU is just kind of like not there. And it kind of disappoints me. I mean, I've had a lot of fun talking about these shows. And as a couple of these, I would watch again. I would definitely watch Loki season one and two again, no problem.
For sure.
I need to watch Hawkeye again. I would watch that again.
Hawkeye, Miss Marvel.
I might watch Moon Knight. I think She-Hulk was funny. I could watch that if I was bored. But I'll never watch Falcon and Winter Soldier again. I'm not interested. And WandaVision, I've already watched that three times. So, as far as success is concerned, I think it did help. It did help to get people to get Disney Plus, to pay for Disney Plus, and to watch Disney Plus. But it's a shame how now they've kind of abandoned this model. And like, I think they're gonna have to
reassess and use TV for what it's good for, rather than it just being. But they've really just treated TV as another channel to shove content through.
They haven't
used it for what it's good for.
What's it good
for? I think the upcoming Daredevil is going to be TV, you know, what it's good for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's street level stakes. Every episode doesn't have to have tons of CG.
Well, I would prefer
you can shoot. You can shoot a longer season.
Yeah, I would prefer
a smaller budget.
Yeah, I would prefer no CGI in Daredevil. Like, there's no reason for it. There's practical effects.
Yeah, longer season, lower budget, more character development.
Yeah, I mean, so Netflix is actually having a resurgence right now because they've kind of reinvested in showing like series. Like, you can go watch The Amazing Race on Netflix right now. You can watch old episodes of Top Chef. And so Netflix is like, people want to watch TV. And I feel like that's what Disney Plus should really do, is make more TV. And so, it's no coincidence that when they brought over all the Disney Plus Marvel stuff, more people started watching that stuff. And then they make Echo because they're trying. And then, of course, Daredevil. So, you know, they have the talent, they have the money. And they have the ability to reinvest in Disney TV shows. But they need to, instead of using it as a jump-off point, they need to focus on TV. I agree.
All right, so out of these that we just went through, pick two that you think that they should kind of use as models for what they need to do in the future.
Loki 1 and 2. Loki season 1 and Loki season 2.
Can you pick a second? Like, is it just Loki season 1 and 2?
What, Loki season 1 and 2 and WandaVision?
Okay. I think Loki as a whole and Hawkeye. Loki as a whole of what you can do with like episodic material, longer form. Like, that's an incredible story arc that they tell over those two seasons. And then Hawkeye is a great example of how you can have something, a miniseries, that just stands alone on its own.
Yeah, but you love Hawkeye way more than I do. So that's it.
But you do have to admit it's a good encapsulated story that's not that many episodes.
Yeah, I agree.
But works better episodically than as a movie.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we're all done with this. Hope that was enlightening to you guys. And if you listen to this, hop on social media, hop on to Threads, hop on the Mastodon. Don't go on Twitter. There's Nazis there. And tell us what you think.
That's right.
Yeah, tell us what you think of all this stuff and if you agree or disagree. And also, don't, you know, go back and watch some of this stuff. It's good. If you have a Disney Plus account and you like sitting and watching TV, go back, watch some of this. If you never watched these, go back to our old episodes and listen to what we first watch the shows, then listen to our episodes.
Right.
All right, Mike, are you ready for some news you can't abuse?
I'm ready, man.
I'm not really sure if this is new news. We already know this, but the Kang Dynasty title is officially dead. But that was dead for a while. We all know that because Jonathan Majors got convicted of, you know, bad stuff and all those other things. So, I mean, I think what this is more saying is that the idea of Kang is dead. Kang's dead. Like, Kang's not coming back.
Yeah, they're not going to recast him.
I wouldn't. I would just, I mean, Loki season 2 wrapped it up in a bow. I'm really surprised they're opening that bow up for Deadpool. I'm not really sure why they're doing that, but they are.
I think they're pulling the bow tighter with Deadpool. We'll see.
Oh no, yeah, hopefully. But I don't mind it. Let's bring Fantastic Four in. Let's do some more stuff. We don't really need Kang.
Let's get another Shang-Chi.
Let's get rid of just dust off the shelves. Spring cleaning
time. Let's see a Miss Marvel movie.
Yeah, spring cleaning time. There's some recasting news for Daredevil. Not much, but some of the cast
recasting members, this deep into production.
No. Some of the characters that Frisk is Kingpin's mom is being recasted. The idea is, if you read this article, is that. That we're going to see things in Daredevil, the new Daredevil series that kind of talks back to the original series. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Bringing back more of the Netflix cast?
No. So some of the story elements from the old Daredevil series will be kind of regurgitated or looked back upon. Like how Kingpin came out the way he was and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
Next up, see. All right, Mike, I want you to stay calm. Sony has hinted on some upcoming Spider-Man stuff. First up, we know they're making Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse. So that's the first one. We know that's happening.
Right.
Second. There's a hint that they're going to make 2 more Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
And then at some point they are going to make a live action Miles Morales movie.
2 more movies with Tom Holland?
2 more movies. Yes.
With Peter Parker.
Well, I don't know. Cause here's a quote. At the recent Oscars luncheon, Amy Pascal told Variety that a live action Miles Morales film would be made someday, but not until we make 2 more movies. This led to much speculation of what the second film came to be besides Beyond the Spider-Verse. However, Miller later explained on Twitter that she meant Beyond the Spider-Verse and the live-action Tom Holland film. Following this clarification, this means Sony is planning on releasing a potential Spider-Man 4 with Tom Holland shortly. And Amy Pascal previously said Sony will, of course, be making another Spider-Man film and work could begin following the writer's strike, which concluded on September 25th, 2023. Let's be real here. How many more Spider-Man movies does Tom Holland have in him?
You seem to think he has less than I do. I don't know.
I think he has 2 more, and that's it. But normally it would be a whole new trilogy.
I think he could do three.
Here's what I think. I think that he's in negotiations with Sony and Marvel.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. And the negotiations aren't going well. If the negotiations were going well, Marvel would jump on this in a second and pimp it out. We would have already seen a trailer, and so would Sony.
But they
can't get him to lock into it.
He mentioned Spider-Man on his Instagram just recently.
I don't know.
So he's keeping hope alive.
I mean, I think that he's a good enough actor, and he's a great Peter Parker. He could do 3 more Spider-Man movies. I don't want Sony to have anything to do with it. Okay, I want them to rent it out to Marvel and let them do it. Because the last movie they just made that just came out tanked so hard it blew it destroyed everything. That movie did nothing. No one wanted to watch it, and I wonder why. It's terrible. So Sony needs to stop. Whatever you're doing, Sony, just stop it. I mean, here's the deal. Like, Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse, the Spider-Verse movies are really good. The last Spider-Verse movie was fantastic. But they can't do live-action stuff, so they need to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Just stop. And the Miles Morales stuff, I would like to see. If they are going to do 3 more Spider-Man movies, they need to introduce Miles Morales in live-action Miles Morales in those 3. So by the end, you know, we could have Tom Holland saying peace out, and then Miles Morales being the new Spider-Man.
How would that work?
Well, in the comics, Spider-Man, in the Ultimate Spider-Man died, but a kid named Miles Morales accidentally was bit by a spider very similar to Peter Parker, and he got his powers. Eventually, Miles Morales was brought into the 616 superhero Marvel superhero universe, and there was Peter Parker and Miles Morales because people love Miles Morales. There's a bunch of different ways they could do this. I could think of five or six script ideas right now. But Miles Morales deserves a TV show. I mean, a live action role. But I think Sony's thinking he has the Spider-Verse, so why does he need a live action? I don't know. They've been real weird about Miles Morales. They don't want to commit to having him. Maybe because he's a person of color, and they don't think that he's going to generate the same kind of buzz or sales as Peter Parker could. I'm not sure. But Miles Morales is extremely popular, so I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. If I was a Disney, if I was a Sony exec, I'd be like, "What are we doing? Like, do we even know what we're doing anymore?" they never should have wasted a lot of money making that stupid web movie. Like, no one even saw it. No one even cares about it.
Yeah, clearly they don't know what they're doing.
It's just whatever. Last but not least, there's some
Tobey Maguire's right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
there's some Deadpool casting rumors. This is nothing really new, except there's one I want to mention. There's a character that's Emma Corrin might play Cassandra Nova. Do you know who Emma Corrin is?
No idea.
I think that she played, hang on real quick. Emma Corrin is an actress. She's been in a couple of movies, but nobody really knows much about him. She was in The Crown. She played Princess Diana in The Crown.
Who's the character she's supposed to play?
Cassandra Nova is Professor X's twin sister.
Weird.
And so this is what happened. First of all, this is a Grant Morrison kind of thing when he wrote...
I didn't know he had a twin sister.
This is a Grant Morrison thing. When Grant Morrison wrote the X-Men, he had a twin sister that tried to kill him in the womb. And something happened. I don't know. It's just really stupid. Grant Morrison's a talented person, but his ideas are straight up insane. And Cassandra Nova is supposed to be like this evil kind of evil version of Professor X. I think they're going to do a better job presenting her than having her be whatever she was in the X-Men shows. It's an interesting idea. They really are kind of entangling the X-Men with Deadpool. And I want to be clear. I've said this in the past on the show. Deadpool isn't a mutant. And when he was introduced in the X-Men books. But he's not a mutant. So I want to make that clear that X-Men have mutants on their team. And every once in a while, they'll bring Deadpool in to generate sales and stuff like that. But his connection to the X-Men are fine. But I am kind of tired of this idea that Deadpool is supposed to be like connected to the X-Men in some real way. That's just kind of dumb.
But, so he isn't a member of the team, but he does work with them a lot.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay.
But Deadpool, I'm not a big Deadpool fan. I'm not looking forward to seeing this movie. But it is what it is.
I think you'll change your tune after you watch the first one.
I don't think
after we watch the first
one. I don't think I will be doing that. I don't think so.
We'll see.
We'll see. All right. That's it. News, views, blah, blah, blah. That's all the news we... okay, let me get a clean copy for you. That's all the news we can't abuse we have. Mike, what are we doing next?
What are we doing next?
I don't know.
We're catching up on X-Men.
Yeah, catching up, which I really need to do soon.
Have you started watching?
I haven't been. You've been sick, so you've been able to watch. I haven't been sick, so I need to.
I watched three episodes. I don't know.
I've watched three episodes. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's holding up. I remember loving this show.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, that's what we're talking about next is catching up on on X-Men before March 20th.
Oh, we got plenty of time. We got a month. We're good. So if you love this episode, please, Mike, how can people get other people to listen to our podcast?
Hit the share button.
Share it.
Yeah. And, you know, even if you don't listen with Apple Podcasts, you can still go to Apple Podcasts and review us there. That would help out a lot. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't take you much time.
Yeah, and like, yeah, we're just trying to grind out, guys, doing the best we can in this crazy mixed up world. Everything's going nutso. We're trying to build our doomsday bunkers as fast as we can. Turns out digging a hole is pretty difficult. We need you guys to support our podcast so we can afford, you know, insulin and penicillin and weapons and our doomsday bunker. So again, help us out.
Canned beans.
Canned beans? What else is in a doomsday bunker, Mike?
I like vinegar with my canned beans. What about you? How do you eat your canned beans?
I don't eat canned beans.
You don't?
I'm not eating that. You know preservatives are in there? It's really bad for you.
What are you eating straight out of a can?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I'm not eating canned
beans. You're going to starve in your bunker,
dude. I mean, sometimes you eat like canned beans, I guess. I'm not a big fan of canned food. Mm. That's kind of interesting. I don't have a lot of canned food. I canned tomato sauce.
Are you going with camp food for your bunker then?
I'm going to go out and hunt and eat like venison.
Okay. And like,
right. Wild turkeys.
There you go. Yeah, that would be good.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.